Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is our first show and I'm pretty excited to welcome guests into the studio today. With me is Terry Garrett. He is the CEO of Mercy Wellness. Hi, Terry. It's nice to see you.
Hello. And just to correct that, I am the COO.
COO. See, yes. I wrote it down. I was nearly
right. But thank you for the promotion. Right. I appreciate that. Do I get a raise with
that? I was wondering why there was two CEOs. That's probably why you're the guys who are like, why is she writing this down weird? All right. And Brandon Levine is the CEO of Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for being here, Brandon.
Thank you.
And also with us is Joe Sullivan. He is the leading cannabis expert and product buyer at Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for being here, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Later in the hour, we are going to talk with someone who makes a product, so that's going to be very exciting to learn more about that. But first, we just sort of want to talk about what this show is. It is our first inaugural show of Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. What is sort of the goal of the show? What would we like to do with this show? Educate people?
Yeah, definitely. Cannabis has really been growing over the last, especially the last few years anyways, mm-hmm. with the new regulation.
Yeah.
But there are so many changes that we've seen within that little time frame. We do want to emphasize on a lot of these changes in products themselves, the laws, some of the effects that you might get from some of the products, the different product lines that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of moving parts to our industry, and I think that if people had a little bit better understanding of cannabis, they might have a different point of view.
Yeah.
So we're seeing people find benefits from all different sorts of products in many different ways. So I think that's part of the goal. And there are, like I said, so many moving parts that we might get into some things that you didn't really think about cannabis.
Sure. And there's potential changes even coming now. I mean, there's a recent article in the Press Democrat about how things may be changing in terms of the taxes because it's been so hard for people who were previously in the business prior to the recreational use being legal in California that, you know, it put a lot of those people out of business, those people who were there on the front lines before. So, you know, this is an evolving kind of a situation. It's going to be very interesting topics, I think, for us going forward. So I'm really excited to have you here to chat about all these different things. Let's start with Brandon. Why did you open Mercy Wellness? Tell us about your beginnings.
Why did I open it? I have so many reasons why I opened it. Had already been in the cannabis industry providing for other dispensaries before I had opened up the Mercy Wellness in Cotati. Had probably been to 200 different retail stores all over the state. So I had an idea of what I did not want to build by looking at how everybody else was operating.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I decided to start my own store is so I didn't have to drive around. I was an active cannabis cultivator at the time, mm-hmm. and you're forced to go out and take your product to retail if you have extra. So that's how it kind of began. And I just saw a need for it where we were at, and a lack of customer service in the other facilities that I had been to. So I decided I think I could do this better. And I've spent the last almost 9 years doing just that.
Wow. And Mercy Wellness is located in Cotati, and it does have a distinction as being one of the largest cannabis retail shops, right, in the state of California?
We're definitely in the top tier of the just retail storefronts. it's tough to say who's
moving target. Yeah, right?
But we're definitely in the top tier. We're always evolving and changing with the new regulation, mm-hmm. product guidelines, the products themselves. We tend to stay out ahead in innovation side. So there are many things that we're the first to market with. Mm-hmm. You know, nitrogen and sealed cans is one of them. We're the first ones to take to market. It's a patented process by N2. Putting THC in phospholipids, which is, I don't want to get too deep into, but it's
already gone right over my head.
Yeah, it's like a really like high grade delivery system, mm-hmm. that's used by the medical industry.
Oh, okay.
And so many more things that we're currently working on and have already implemented, just from the experience side that you're going to get. We will probably be the only dispensary in the state that has a viewing window, a 20-foot wide viewing window into a cultivation facility, and another 20-foot wide window that'll look into a GMP certified extraction facility.
Wow.
So it'll be an experience.
Yeah, really. Really sort of educating someone from the beginnings of how it's cultivated through to the end product.
Absolutely. And we'll have, you know, a concierge person there to explain all of it, mm-hmm. as well as help you make your decision on the type of product that you want. Even the ordering process when you get in the stores, it differs from all the other retail facilities. You could be there for as little amount of time as you want to, or you could spend some time and get educated. It is a work in progress right now. We're, sure. I don't know, 50% of the way there with the construction of the other facilities having to be done next.
That's right. You're opening two new facilities?
That is also another thing that we're working on. Yeah, they have two in application. Mm-hmm. Looks good. We've been through this before. We do have staff support, so we will be opening one Santa Rosa Avenue 900 Santa Rosa Avenue called Mercy Wellness Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. That one would be modeled right after Mercy Wellness in Cotati, and then we have on 3011 Santa Rosa Avenue another one that we're opening called Doobie Nights, 70s disco themed. So
what?
It's gonna be kind of cool.
That's amazing. And that's another thing, too, that I'm sure we'll be able to talk about is cannabis culture, because that is a big part of the whole conversation as well, and a big attraction for a lot of people. Some people are not into that, but it can be a reason to be interested in, especially on the adult use side. So let's talk a little bit more about how things have changed over the years. You opened your dispensary, what, 7-8 years ago? How have things changed through to today?
It's 8.5 years ago now, but a lot of things have changed. When we first got in there, just even through the application process was pretty strenuous. You had a lot of resistance from the community. Just in general, the outlook on cannabis was totally different than it is now. So.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. It was us in there selling ourselves, making sure that the city of Cotati knew that we were the best operators. For that, we had, even getting into the building itself, the landlord had interviewed over 20 different applicants and set the price of rent at a pretty high price because he had the only building in town that would work.
Yeah.
But how has it changed from that? Working with the landlord for so long, over that many years, working with the city, the chief of police, our relationships have been really strong. We work well with them back and forth on many different items, whether it's related to us or not.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to hold compliance conferences because of that. They have a lot of faith in us. But really, it's the view that's changed the most. I think a lot of people now see the benefit, and it's really great to see there's still a lot of people to reach out there. Not everybody believes in cannabis, and there's always a negative side to everything. You know, you can overdo anything.
Sure.
I mean, working out.
Right. drinking too much water, that can be really bad for you.
There are people that just, like, you know, excessively go to the gym, and, sure. and that's not good for you. But right. And it's up to us to help educate the community with information that we have to keep people from abusing the product, regardless of what it is. So it's changed. My whole role has changed from just, you know, being a little shop and serving people and having good community or customer service mm-hmm. to now getting out in the community and sharing our knowledge, doing a bunch of community outreach that is not really in the benefit of selling our product, but because we are a part of the community and we can help in certain areas, we do that now.
Right. Well, you've built that relationship and that respect in the community, so it seems sort of natural that people would be looking to you because you've been around a long time. You've been respected in the place that you're at, and so you know, sort of de facto become sort of a leader in that, whether you really wanted to or not. It's a big responsibility, but it's good that you're taking that on.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just fell into it.
Yeah. I am talking with Brandon Levine. He is the CEO of Mercy Wellness. Also in studio with us is the COO, Terry Garrett, and Joe Sullivan, the leading cannabis expert and product buyer at Mercy Wellness. We're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back, and we'll talk a little bit about a product, and we'll also speak with Joe a little bit more about what that experience is like at Mercy Wellness. And especially if you're curious about this, you've heard about it, it's been legal now, you know, for a little over a year, but you just don't know, you're unsure, this is a great show to really get your questions answered. And if you have particular questions, you can always send an email, and also comments are welcome as well, to Canna Help You, that's C-A-N-N-A, Canna Help You, at mercywellness.com. You're listening to KSRO, we'll be right back.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Canna Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading cannabis retailer. Mercy curates the widest and best selection of cannabis flower, edibles, oils, and tinctures at the lowest everyday prices. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. Sometimes our customers just want to relax or they need help sleeping. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Canna Help You and hear stories from the cannabis frontier of legal, safe consumption. And enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
OD in a bottle. I hope this goes smooth. What moving company should we use?
Hi, I'm Justin from Aladdin Transfer and Storage. We're the interstate agent for Wheaton Worldwide Moving. Whether you're moving to Healdsburg, the South Bay, or New York, we've been door-to-door since 84. Please call me at 575-5656. That's Aladdin Transfer and Storage at 575-5656. I'm Justin, and we look forward to hearing from you. Aladdin Transfer and Storage, 575-5656.
Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Terry Garrett, the CEO of Mercy Wellness. We have Brandon Levine. He is the CEO of Mercy Wellness, and Joe Sullivan, the leading cannabis expert and product buyer at Mercy Wellness. So let's talk a little bit about your role there, Joe. Sure. Tell us what you do. What's your everyday kind of a thing? What do you do?
Well, I'm the product buyer there at Mercy Wellness. Mm-hmm. I start by looking for products that have reputations for having the highest quality. The mission statement at Mercy Wellness has always been setting higher standards, and that's something that I think about in every aspect of what I do at the shop. That includes looking at state compliant lab tests, compliant packaging, track records and testimonials across the state and different markets, and then listening to our own customers. I started out as a bud tender at Mercy Wellness.
A bud tender.
A bud tender. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I got to hear firsthand every day people coming in and giving me feedback on different products, and I use that when I'm making my decisions now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when people come in, are you seeing people who have used this a lot or have used it just a little bit or not at all?
You get a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Before, when it was just medical, you know, you had a lot of people that were used to the club mentality. They had been shopping there for a while. Now you're getting people who are reintroducing themselves to these products for the first time in a long time because now it's legal. Mm-hmm. We were one of the first retail shops in the state to actually be approved for adult sales. And we were one of the first ones open in Sonoma County. So super proud of that. But we do get to see them come in, and they're very knowledgeable. Some of them are, some of them aren't. They want to know what's the best product for them and for specific things. We obviously don't make medical claims there, but we do try to point them in the right direction to help them out.
That's great. So we want to talk with one of your suppliers. Go ahead and introduce our supplier.
Sure enough. Yeah, one of the things that we try to do is work with brands that have a proven track record, and one of those companies is Papa and Barkley. Mm-hmm. They are a tincture, salve, and company and pill company. I'll let them talk about that. And I think we have Murray on the line.
We do. Murray Koch, welcome to the program. Hi, Murray.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So welcome to the program. We're glad to have you here. Joe has some questions and wants to sort of talk to you about the product. I actually have tried this product before, one of the products.
Yay.
So yeah, recommend it for anybody else, but it worked for us. So.
Hi, Murray.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for coming on. I want to start by asking you how Papa and Barkley products are user-friendly for seniors.
Yeah, first and foremost, Papa and Barkley is a wellness company, and we are really focused on providing relief for various ailments. Our very first product was our relief balm, that was actually inspired by a son's mission to ease his elderly father's debilitating back pain when all other medications were failing. That son is actually our founder, Adam, and he named the company after his father and his father's beloved dog, Barkley. So that is where our name comes from. We still do have the pain balm. It's one of our most popular products. And we have evolved into carrying tinctures, patches, capsules, and even bath soaks and body oils, all with the hopes of hitting the pain source and relieving that pain and discomfort for people of any age. But I would say it's a very approachable product for seniors, being that it's not meant to elevate your mood necessarily. There are products that do that, but the main goal is wellness and healing.
So since your products aren't what people normally think of when they think cannabis, like smoking, how do they work with the
totally
body?
Yeah, all of our bodies have a endocannabinoid system, so you can think similar to a central nervous system regulating a lot of our body function. So cannabis actually plays directly into that system via CB1 and CB2 receptors. So because it is playing into a natural system that we already have in our body, it makes sense that cannabis would be an effective treatment for various ailments. And smoking is just one application. However, in order to cater the plant and the healing towards the specific ailment of the patient, there are multiple different delivery methods for the medicine, which we've tried to evolve our product line to, so that it's not just about altering your state of mind and smoking. It's actually about how the patient can actually start to heal their body.
That's fantastic. So there are obviously a lot of cannabis brands. What sets Papa and Barkley apart?
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have the reputation that we have. And I believe that the biggest difference at Papa and Barkley is we have a whole plant approach. What that means is we do not use any solvents. We do not use any distillates or isolated molecules. We keep as much of the plant together when making our infused products because we fully believe that the efficacy of the product is based on the full entourage effect of the plant and delivering that to the patient. I really believe that sets us apart.
That's fantastic. And then so for someone new to cannabis, which there are a lot of new people to cannabis, what are some of the things they should be looking out for or asking when they come to visit a retail shop?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I have to say, be honest with the consultation you're receiving from the bud tenders or the staff. For example, at Mercy Wellness, you can rest assured that the staff members you're speaking with have been heavily trained. And the more information that you can give to that bud tender, the better advice in terms of which product, but also the dosage and the better recommendations that you're going to receive. So I would say be honest and upfront with the staff. Don't be afraid to ask questions. We're all in this together, and nobody really knows that much more than anyone else. And then finally, ask about how the products are made and where they're made, just so you can assure that you're getting the right type of product for your needs. And I think that most people are afraid to ask these kinds of questions, but just being open and upfront will set you up for success in the end.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Marie. Actually, I will share a little bit about the experience that I just had with the product. We got one of the tinctures, the 1-3 tincture. Unfortunately, my husband just had a pretty serious medical condition that took us to the ER about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had some blood clots in his lung. He's okay. We're on blood thinners. But when we were there dealing with all of this, he had a lot of pain, and so they prescribed some narcotics, which we were a little bit nervous about him taking. And we asked the ER doctor, is CBD, is that something that is okay? And while she said she could not prescribe it herself, she said it wouldn't interact and we could research that on our own. And we were able to go, and we talked, and we asked all those kinds of questions, like, you know, yep. How do you use this? What does it taste like? What is its effect like? Is it safe? And all of those questions, we felt very comforted to talk about that product. And so far, it's worked really well for my husband. It's been great.
Yeah, it's one of our main focuses is we actually schedule education demos with mm-hmm. all of the products we carry. And we bring in the whole staff, and we do Q&A, and we really dive deep on the products we have. We want to make sure we're the most knowledgeable we can be because we understand that you never really know what's going on with someone when they're coming in that door.
Right.
And we take that responsibility very serious.
Right. And it's also your responsibility as a person to talk to your medical professional as well.
100%.
That's kind of the sad thing.
Absolutely.
Is that it's we cannot give any medical advice.
Right. Yep.
And it's, you know, sometimes stories like yours that are shared that helps other people understand what it could do for them mm-hmm. Until there's clinical studies and
right.
doctors. And we would love to pass that information on, but
yeah,
exactly. One day.
One day. And that's part of the whole thing at Mercy Wellness, too, is that you make sure that your products are as tested as they can be and that you are yourselves are as educated on the products as you can be as well so that you can pass that along, too.
How many times does it have to go through testing now?
Three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, you know, we want people to be safe and we want to know what the products contain, what they're doing.
Yeah, before we even consider bringing on a product, we look at lab results. We go back several months mm-hmm. to see if there's any irregularities. It's important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Murray. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Of course. That is Murray Koch. She is from the brand Papa and Barkley, and I love the origin story of that, too.
Yeah, and I thought it would be a good one.
Yeah, so. It's very nice. Do you have seniors who come in fairly often to ask about products?
Yeah, a lot. It's actually a pretty large demographic of people we see. We're right off the 101. We're the closest retail shop to the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. And so we do get a lot of Marin and Napa County that come over. Okay. There is a certain ambiance or mood there that you come in and you feel comfortable there. And so it's led a lot of people to come. So,
right. And it's also nice to know, especially if you have no experience with this, that there are different delivery methods. You do not have to quote-unquote light a joint in order to get the efficacy of the product. So that's another place.
That's actually only half of what we sell there.
Yeah.
By volume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So the other half is all the other methods of either ingesting or topicals and all the other products that are available.
Wow. Well, it'll be fascinating. This is just the first program of Canna Help You. And if you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can send an email to Canna Help You. That's C-A-N-N-A, Canna Help You at mercywellness.com. And thank you so much to my guests for joining us today, Terry Garrett, Brandon Levine, and Joe Sullivan. And we'll be back in 2 weeks right here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.